It's Eric Hansen in Woodhull, Illinois, and I'm with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Ridgewood Lady Spartans basketball team. Let's hear it. Let's meet the Ridgewood Lady Spartans basketball team.
Mackenzie Brown, senior, Alwood, guard.
Carmen Stahl, Cambridge, sophomore, point guard.
Soraya De Leon Harold, I'm a guard, a senior at Cambridge.
Alexia Yarbrough, Alwood, freshman, forward.
Becca Lindsay, Alwood, freshman, forward.
Heidi Leander, Cambridge, freshman, center.
Shania Brown, Cambridge, freshman, forward.
Miranda Reed, freshman, Cambridge, guard.
Brinley Wirt, freshman, Alwood, forward.
Maya Brown, Alwood, freshman, point guard.
Kira Messerly, Alwood, freshman, center.
Hannah Maher, Alwood, junior, post.
Bella Tucker, Cambridge, I'm a junior and I'm a guard.
Caitlin Jones, Alwood, junior, forward.
Brooke Jackson, Alwood, senior, point guard.
Maddie Jones, Alwood, senior, manager.
Kendall Lewis, Cambridge, senior, forward.
Brecken Adamson, Alwood, senior, forward.
Lauren Anderson, Cambridge, senior, point guard.
Sierra Clark, Cambridge, freshman, point guard.
Maddie Harrell, Cambridge, freshman, guard.
It's Eric Hansen in Woodhull, Illinois, with the Lady Spartans, the Ridgewood Lady Spartans head coach, Maggie Mollick. Give your coach a great big hand. She's nervous, I think. They all turned around and looked at you real quick. Tell me, I've asked all the coaches, this is great hearing stories about this unique season. Tell me in as short way as you can about this really strange season you had.
It's been definitely crazy. We started off thinking that we were going to play the season. We had like two really good practices, and then we found out that they were shutting everything down. So we got together and did a day of competitions and had fun, not knowing if we were coming back.
Yeah.
And then we got word that we were going to start. We pretty much had a week and had to get right into things. So it was really quick. We had a week of practice in the first game. So it definitely makes it tough, but it was a lot of fun too.
Maggie, let's reverse really quick, because this is your first year of coaching. You're never going to forget your first year of coaching.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was definitely crazy. And yeah. I mean, I've coached in the past. It was my first year here. So especially being in a situation where we have kids from two different schools and trying to get to know them all really quick, it definitely makes for an interesting year when you have like that week or so to really get ready. But they were really good with, you know, listening and learning all this stuff as quick as we possibly could and just jumping right into it.
It's got to be a tough time, especially mentally, for these girls. I bet, how did they keep each other up during the season? You didn't see a lot of people in the stands all the time when you went out and about. So how did they keep their spirits up?
Especially like in the games when we really needed our bench played a huge part of that. They were jumping up, they were cheering for each other, and I think that really motivates the girls, especially you hit a big shot and have your whole team stand up and cheer for you. I think that was big. And our parents that were able to come to the games, the home games were excellent. And then just getting those messages from people watching online, I think that really helped motivate them, knowing that even if they weren't there, everyone's still watching.
Did it change how vocal you are on the sidelines as a coach?
Here and there, yes. You know, yeah, that people are going to be able to hear everything you say, so you've definitely got to rein it in a little bit, or things that you would normally say under your breath, now the refs would be able to hear, so you definitely had to take that in a little bit. But with the mask, sometimes it made it difficult as well. You know, when you're trying to yell things, they couldn't always make out or hear what you're saying, so it made it interesting.
Tell me about this team this year. Tell me about some of your leaders and the group that makes it happen here.
Well, we had 9 seniors this year, so that was awesome. And I think that was why we were able to jump into the season so quickly. They had so much experience already. Yeah. And I think that they were great leaders, and that's really what helped this season go. It was just their leadership and their ability to kind of learn on the fly as we went.
Wrapped it up last night.
Yeah. We played last night. We played 3 games this week, which was kind of the story of the season. It was pretty much play 3 games, maybe get a practice here and there if you could. And, you know, between gym space with boys and middle school, it was interesting. But, they totally ran with it and they did a great job.
Maggie, tell us how you got to Ridgewood.
I actually teach here at Alwood.
Yeah.
So it's my 3rd year teaching here, and I coached middle school basketball the last 2 years. And so this is my first year being the head girls coach. But I coached in the past. I coached in Maquoketa, Iowa for 5 years. So not my first time coaching, but first time here. And it's always a different experience everywhere you go.
And some might know your husband over at United.
Yep. He's the head baseball coach at United.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I've known a lot of the people around the area, you know, before getting into this. And half the refs, I think, he either has in baseball or something, so they always ask before the game, and I'm not sure if I should say, yes, I know him, or I don't.
That's great. Was it always your dream to marry another teacher?
Well, my whole family is actually teachers, all my That's brothers great. And sisters and my mom, so, and they're all pretty much married to teachers, which is interesting, but not really my plan, but that's how it worked out.
But what a great group of people to help you get through this past year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you have so many people to talk to, and everybody's going through the same thing. So being able to have that support system is awesome.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. We brought T-shirts for all the girls. We got a plaque. And we give the $1,000 and the Big Old Trophy away in 2 weeks. We could be walking back in here with that. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'll be ready for it.
You were fan voted, and then the votes against the two other teams just came pouring in the last minute. I know you guys had a lot of fax votes too, so you did a great job. Your fans really came out.
Yeah, we have a great community and great community support, and everyone at the schools were super excited when we got it. So it's been great, and we know that that's where all of our support comes from.
Well, thanks, and good luck next year.
Thank you very much.
Hometown Heroes of the Week. From Martin, your local John Deere dealer, Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, Ladner and Jane Orthodontics in Galesburg, Kewaunee and Macomb, and Country 94.9 FM 95.